Hello, everybody. This is your girl, Martha D. Staub, owner of MDMC Entertainment. Actually, I put owner and CEO of MDMC Entertainment. You know, I like the fact that I could say I am a CEO. I worked hard for that. What is going on? Oh, I'm not even done getting ready yet. Apologies. What is going on, everybody? It's been a hot minute since we have done a show. I know I say that every time I come on here. I feel really bad because it's like I'm back. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not back. And then I'm going hiatus and then I'm back again and then hiatus again. And it sucks. I'm really sorry. I don't mean to be playing with your heart, but things over here on this side have just been really crazy busy. And I know I say that every time. But I really want to dive into why we're so busy. So let me actually share this on my wall. Okay, I shared it on my profile. I have different settings for different things. So I kind of don't want to just like post it to anybody. Okay, good. Okay, perfect. All right, so as you know, this web series, Business Building and Beyond, you can find this, the live version of it, the episodes where you actually see me talk on YouTube and Facebook, our MDMC Facebook page. And then you can actually find the audio of this on anywhere that you get your podcasts. So, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Apple, anywhere you get a podcast is basically where you can find me. And so I was actually looking over our YouTube channel, and the last time I actually posted anything was about a month ago when one really cool thing. I haven't spoken about this on the MDMC side. I did talk about it on the Facts of Life side because, fun fact, I'm actually a host for season 3 of Facts of Life. If you guys have been paying attention to the Facts of Life social media, you kind of saw a little clip of us filming episode 1 a couple weeks ago. And I'm so excited to be a part of that because I didn't plan or think that would ever happen, but it did. And so, like, what? How does this happen? But yeah, this would be season 3, episode 3 for me on Business Building and Beyond. And so I wanted to talk about why people you know won't support you as an entrepreneur. I think this is a topic that I don't talk about too much because then it lets people know it pisses me off. And I definitely don't want to expose my weak spots, but I want to add some like reasoning behind it. So before I jump into that, I do want to say, going back to some of the things that MDMC has been doing, and I can go back and look at our YouTube channel. You've seen kind of a dip in a lot of our content. I did 6 months ago, I was in New York for the big event and Rhode Island Comic Con. So I did some reviews on that. And then I did my New York City tour. And you saw some development episodes and then you saw me. And then I was actually in New York twice this year already. I went in March. Wait, I was there in November. I guess three times in the past 6 months. So I was there in November and then again in March and then again in May. So I was there back to back to back. It was crazy. But it's been good. I think that the more I get out and do business out there in the world, the better. And it's been obviously panning out and working out really well because, you know, we are super busy with a lot of the things that we've got going on. And then, of course, I filmed out, you know, what is MDMC Entertainment? And I did a little couple of snippet videos of who we are, what we do while I was in Central Park. And then when I came back in May, I did some out in the San Diego, kind of like the harbor by the Coronado Bridge. So I still have some of those videos I need to put out. So I think I'm going to doctor them up, make them look great, and then throw them onto YouTube so that we can get this going again. I know it's been Let's see. Our workload before was really heavy, and now it's starting to load back up. And so I'm actually really fortunate. This semester, I actually have 3 interns this time for the summer, which is crazy. We started this internship program last spring, and started off with 1 intern, and then eventually we got into 2. And then the 2 girls from last summer have actually gone out and have graduated. They're both moving to San Francisco. They both got jobs out there. One interviewed with Google, and Google told my intern, they were like, "You learned all this in your internship." And she's like, "Yeah, I did." And they were like, "That's amazing." So for Google to give me the highest, without really giving it to me personally, but giving me the greatest compliment ever, is just like, wow, I'm actually doing something that's going to change someone's life. And I give this opportunity to people that really want it and that really are excited to learn more about marketing. And these students that are coming to me, and it's funny because I have 3 right now, and I have 2 waiting in the wings for next semester, which my current team doesn't know that, but I guess they do now. But they want this opportunity. They want to work with the brands we're working with. They want to really understand this industry. And I have just been so straightforward with them about what to expect and what they're going to do. And thank God it's been better, because I've given this opportunity to other people. And some people have ran with it very well, and some people didn't. And in fact, some people that have taken advantage of my generosity have just, I cut people off at some point. I'm like, you know what? I gave you everything I possibly could, and you literally shit in my face. We're done. And it's kind of funny because I think people understand, and people that know me close that are in my inner circle know that that's how I operate, that that is what I do. And it's like, you know, I'm not going to take anyone's crap. If I'm going to sit here and give you a chance to do something, you're either going to prove the fact that you want it or you don't. And, you know, I bring that up in interviews. I'm like, you know, I've had several people come to me and say, I want to change my life. I want to do this. I want to do that. And I want to be a better person. And then I give you your opportunity to do so. And I've been seeing this more as a trend lately, that they'll take it, they'll squander it, or they'll take advantage of me and go their own way. And it's like, all right, whatever. And so I've just been a little more aware, as I'm in my 3rd year of being an entrepreneur, that is just, it's part of life, 1. And 2, it's part of business. And it's part of understanding who you are as a business owner, how you are as a person, how you interact with that situation, how you end up dealing with it. And so in this specific case, I've had people that have seen from the outside looking in and say, I want to do that. They get here and they realize it's a lot of work, and they squander the opportunity. And once they squander it and they've already put me in a bad mood, I'm like, we're done. Exiled. You are done. And, you know, and in some cases, people have been like very rude to me on the way out. And I'm like, all right. And it's kind of funny because those ones that are really rude that leave always end up hitting me back and are like, hey, I was thinking about you. I wasn't thinking about you. And I usually leave those people on red because I'm just like over it. Like, I'm not about to jeopardize myself for that, because at the end of the day, you get a chance in life, you take it. you just take it and do well and prove to the people that gave you the chance that you did well. And some people don't. And so I've been very fortunate with this class of interns now. And I'll introduce you to them now. I'll do posts for the first week of July, because I think I added two new additions at the end of May. And I usually like to see if they're going to stick around before I give them a t-shirt and their own post. And I tell them, I said, there's a lot of people that watch our social media that you never know, you can get an opportunity from somebody. And so the first one I introduced was Sophia, and she's out of Cal State San Marcos, and she's going into her senior year, and she started the beginning of May. And so she's doing really well. I'm really happy that she's on our team. And then I have Taylor, which is kind of funny because I have another Taylor. And she's out of she's out of Laguna, but she's in the PB area. So she's going to school in San Diego as well. And then I have Natalie, who, believe it or not, is a recent graduate of Northern Arizona University. And I typically don't hire graduates. I typically stay away from graduates because it's they're more on the job hunt. And, you know, with Natalie's case, I don't know. She, and this is the thing when it comes to landing a job you really want, Natalie did all the right things. And, you know, she said, hey, I saw your internship opportunity. I really want a shot. However, on your qualifying questions, I didn't qualify for one of the questions, and I want to make sure that I get a shot at an interview. And I said, sorry, I went back and looked on LinkedIn, because luckily LinkedIn has been my sweet spot where I find all my interns. And hopefully it stays that way. It's been a safe haven. I've loved it. And I'm like, please, please, please keep that being my little safe spot. And I'm just like, come on, guys. But they've all been really great coming out of LinkedIn. And so I chat with Natalie for a little bit. I'm like, all right, what's your story, girl? What's going on? And she's like, look, this is the situation. And I listened to her, and we did an actual interview, as if she was really going to be interviewed for me and with me. And this is what I mean when you're hungry for an opportunity. She was hungry for the opportunity, and she did everything in her power to make sure that she got that job. And so she did. And now I'm very, very fortunate that she's on our team. And right now I tasked her with a lot of the heavy work right now, with really looking over, really looking over the company. And like, the podcast was a really big one. And I told her, I said, we have to revamp this. We have to redo this. And I do miss this aspect of it, because there's so much that we're doing behind the scenes that makes sense for this podcast to be active and alive. And, you know, I see people that do 500 episodes. I'm like, how'd y'all do that? I'm barely on, I don't even know how many episodes. I have to count them up on Anchor. But, you know, I'm like, I really love this aspect of being in front of the camera and talking to people and interacting with everybody. So I've had her dig into that. You'll see a lot of podcast posts on social media. And so what basically I'm doing is I'm trying to reactivate everyone to be like, hey, come listen to me talk again. And so that's what we're doing. So that's why you're seeing a lot of that. Also, I do have an intern from the spring semester who's doing her internship this summer at a marketing company in Israel. And her name is Maddie. And so she's actually done some fantastic work for the MDMC Instagram and social media accounts, really giving you guys the nuggets of knowledge you need for whenever you're working on a platform, Pinterest, or, you know, content creation or video or whatnot. So she's giving you guys all those little nuggets. She's busy. I know she's doing a lot of work in Israel right now. And so shout out to Maddie. So technically I have four interns, just three that I'm meeting with regularly every week. And so it takes a lot to run this entire thing. And it's kind of crazy because if you think about it, like 2 years ago when we started this podcast, I had no interns. It was just me. And I had like three clients. And I was looking at the client list right now. And it's so crazy to me. Let's see. I have my, let me pull up my client list real quick. Oops. Who's calling me? Hello.
What's up?
I'm live on Business Building and Beyond.
Oh, snap. What's up, people?
Say hi to Alex, the founder of Facts of Life. And I think I just told the people that you and I are hosting Facts of Life Season 3.
Yes, indeed. It's still currently in the works. Got some more episodes to drop. We'll record first and drop. But it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming. I'm so excited. I was not expecting a call from you today, and lots of really cool things happened today, and I kind of wanted to share with the people. Usually I share with you first, and then I share with the people, but, you know, I know you're busy.
It's all good. You know, my phone's always available.
I know. I try not to bug, though. You know, I'm like, I'm that friend that bugs people.
Hey, man. John, you all pretend I'm listening. Sorry.
It's all good. At least you don't fall asleep on me. You know, we FaceTime all the time, and thank God I've never put him to sleep.
I've done before those people. Like, they're having a serious conversation. They're talking to me. Yeah, I'm like this. They wake me up like, oh, shit, sorry.
Have I ever put you to sleep?
No.
Is it because I'm witty and entertaining?
It's because you're always so happy.
I guess so.
I wonder how many Red Bulls you drink to stay like that.
You know, I didn't drink a Red Bull today, but you know what I did do today? Well, one, I signed a very important contract this morning. I can't tell y'all about this yet, but you will see it on social media next week, guaranteed. But after I did that, I had to go print it and scan it and then send it back to this person. And then, so when I was done with that, I went to Starbucks and got, no joke, I got a cold brew and I got two pieces of cake. I got a banana bread. And of course, my favorite is the iced lemon loaf. So I had two pieces this morning because I was excited. However, I was supposed to go to the gym today because I'm getting ready for a very big trip right now and I'm not ready for it.
That makes two of us.
Yeah. But I'll see you this weekend.
Yes, indeed. You got some plans.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I was wondering, do I need to bring my Facts of Life shirt?
If you want to. Mine's a little fucked up, so I haven't worn it.
I know. I need to order a new one, too. So maybe not, then.
So I'll order you one.
Okay, cool.
I'll try it for you to make it, but oh, that's a lot of time.
No, let's not rush it. Let's just show up and like actually do a picture because I paid for my hotel room under the business card, so we do have to do some business while we're there. Either Facts of Life or MDMC Business, so I can at least write it off.
Oh, I thought you meant like strippers and cocaine. Oh, okay.
I mean,
I don't know what I mean.
Not that, because I don't have that type of fun. But I have a story to tell you when I off camera about some stuff. But yeah, I have a lot of things to talk about. Actually, I'll definitely wrap this up and then I'll call you back.
All right, sounds good. So I'll see you in a bit. Then.
Are you busy like here soon so you can talk? You'll be available to talk.
You have ETA?
Probably about 20 minutes. I got to make my point and go home.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Say bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.
All right. I'll see you in a little bit.
All right,
bye. Oh, thank you, Alex. Ugh, I swear. I feel like every time I get ready to do something, he'll hit me up. But anyway, that was Alex, Facts of Life founder. Yeah, I'm so excited to be working with Facts of Life right now and actually doing all this. So it's really great. Also, yeah, I did mention we did sign a very big contract today for something coming up soon, and we shall announce next week. again, MDMC is moving in such a direction. I just never thought, looking back at it when we started the show 2 years ago to now, it has just evolved and changed in a way that I would have never imagined it would. And I'm just so fortunate, knock on wood, that I have the right people in the right places where they should be and are doing all the right things for me and with me. And, you know, I think it's so important, again, opportunities. When you give people opportunities to do something, run with it, show the world that you can do it. And it just blows my mind. I've given people opportunities in the past and they're just blowing it. I'm like, come on, man. I have three examples of that. I can't even talk about those because to respect people's privacy and to avoid getting sued, I'm not going to go about and dive into people's personal stuff. But it's just, it's gut-wrenching sometimes. You have fantastic wins and you have terrible losses. And, you know, we did face a loss this year. I was not excited about certain things that transpired at the top of the year. And, you know, one of the things that you got to do is you just got to keep going. And I know a lot of people hear it and they see it and they're just like, you know, it is what it is. But you got to keep going and you got to keep driving towards the goal. And, you know, I know a lot of people out there don't believe in manifestation and they don't believe in certain things like that. And that's perfectly fine. But I do have a vision board up here and I've been looking over it and I'm like, dang, you know, I've ticked off quite a few things on this board. And there's a couple I need to hit before the end of the year. But I got a new car. It wasn't a Range Rover, though. We're going to keep the Range Rover up here. And, of course, the purses. So I'm not even going to go into that. But there is one thing on this board that I have – well, two things on this board that I have said I would do in the year 2022. And it has been mind-blowing. I had one of the best years. I just turned 36. And I looked back at the year of 35. And starting from August to now, I've been on planes – all over the country, zigzagging back and forth, ping-ponging across this country. And I am just so fortunate that I get to do it. And one of the big things that did happen was, you know, Alex and I had a billboard in Times Square. It was monumental. And, like, of course, if you guys go back to the YouTube channel, you guys can see this was a huge win for us. It was ginormous. It was like, wow, like, how did we do this? What happened? And how did we get here? And it's crazy to me. I'm so thrilled. And I just, to see your face, to see like my torso up, Alex and I's torsos from torso up to your head, you are three stories tall next to an Express ad. And then right next to it is Top Gun. You're up there with Coca-Cola. You're literally in the presence of greatness. And it is probably by far one of the coolest things I've ever done and accomplished. And, you know, I go back and I look at the things that I've told my mom over the years. When I make it big, I'm going to do this. When I make it big, I'm going to do that. And it's kind of funny because a lot of the things I said, when I make it big, I accomplished this year. And I'm just like, whoa, like it's so crazy. And so, again, you have to have the right people in the right circle rooting for you. And, I'll make my point so I can continue my conversation with Alex because we have a lot of planning to do for this weekend. I'm so fortunate I get to see him this weekend. And, you know, he might as well be my partner in crime. But, and I won't say where we're meeting because we'll just keep that a secret. But people like him, people like, you know, we got Eddie up in New York who was part of the development at one point. Is now one of my account managers who is like I have staff I'm paying now, you know, and I was sitting here thinking about girl, you know, like what's the next step? Where are we headed? Where are we going? And I'm just sitting here thinking, wow, I'm going to need this much money to make this much growth, to make this and this and this. And again, on the spiritual side of things, like I have little things that are my signs that say, go for it here, do this, do that. one of the really big signs that happened at LAX Fan Fest was I was trying so hard to get a guest at my booth, and it wasn't working. I was running up against agents and other wrestlers, and they're just like, this date does not work for anybody. And I said, you know what? This is a sign. And let me pull back. We're just going to go with an MDMC Authentics booth. The beauty of it is I'm a multi-business owner, like a serialpreneur. Not like my good friend and client, Jennifer, who owns 10 businesses. I own two. And one of them is Authentics. And so I literally went to LAX Fan Fest bummed. I was like, I don't have a guest, but I have a table. And we made a decent amount of money. I was actually very surprised of how much money we made at that booth. And I was like, wow, we killed it. We knocked it out of the park. What? How does that happen? And I think we just have to be positive about what we're doing and always remember that the road that we're on is for a reason. And, you know, we are here to make our dreams come true. And I know those roads are hard. They're so hard. And, you know, I suppress a lot of this from a lot of friends and family. Like, I have a small circle. It's not even this big. It's like that big of people that know what's going on. And Alex is one of those guys. Like, you know, anytime something big happens, I'm like, yo, you know, I'll hit up Jared, or who is calling me? I don't know who this is. I don't know who that is. But I have people that are in my corner that, you know, I'm like, yo, this happened. And you know, they'll genuinely be happy for you. And, you know, I experienced the other day, you know, I thought, you know, something really good happened to me a while back. And I'm like, oh my God, I did this. And they always say, you know, watch who claps for you and who doesn't. And immediately, if you're not in my corner supporting me like I've been supporting you, then you get nothing from me. I'm sorry. Once I see once I see that side eye and that hate, you're done. Not doing it. I'm not inviting negative energy into my circle. And so, you know, that's what I mean. You have to have the right people in your corner. And so when it comes to being an entrepreneur, this world, this whole world I live, you know, poor Jared, the co-CEO of MDMC Entertainment, he goes to work every day because he, you know, he has his own job. He has a very good job. With the San Diego County. And he has a great job. He has a job that I wish I had when I was in the workforce. But, you know, one of the things that is really kind of sad, because he's like, oh, I have to go to work tomorrow. I have to get up early tomorrow. And I'm like, man, I don't. And I'm like, yeah, me too. But my work day isn't as structured. It should be more structured. Like, obviously, I'm doing this on a whim. But, you know, I don't have to report to somebody at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I don't have to, sign out at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And the difference in the beauty of this is I can start my day at any time that I want, unless I have a meeting. And I can end it at any time I want. But the thing that people don't see is that I am typically working on this laptop until midnight. Until 1 a.m, 2 a.m, depending on what I'm doing. And this world and the lifestyle that I have created for myself has allowed me to live this life in this way. And it's hard for people to understand and wrap their head around. They're like, how are you at home making what you were making at a 9-to-5 job? Or more than that, actually. You know, I'm actually going to hit a really cool goal at the end of this year. I think I have to do the numbers, but I'm pretty sure, you know, we're heading into the third quarter of the year, with July 1st being exactly the half in the quarter and the beginning of a new quarter. And I'm just sitting here like, yeah, I did that and more, and I traveled more and I saw more and I did all those things. And it's just like, people don't understand or can't get it. They think most of the people that are just at stay at home, work from home people are in MLMs, multi-level marketing, which is a scam people, or they're selling Herbalite or Mary Kay or those old fashioned thinkings of I work from home. You know, working from home just seems like a lazy, it almost feels like when people say work from home, it makes it seem like it's a lazy occupation. And it's not. It's actually, I built a whole business and I'm not in a brick and mortar. You know, like the plan this year was to have an office. But when I started looking at the real estate numbers and lease lengths, I'm like, no, I'm not tying myself to a lease for 3 years for an office space. Like, yes, it sounds great in theory, but damn, that would suck. And so, no, decided like, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to put out a lease. I'm not going to do all this. I think it'd be fun to have your own space. But if, you know, if anything in the world of COVID, it taught us that we can work from home from anywhere. And I think that's still, I mean, for God's sakes, myself and two others broke records for a company from working from home. Like it, the magic of technology. And I think, you know, and this is one of the reasons why I suppress a lot of things from family members, from friends, from other people, because they don't understand the nuance of the world that we now live in with technology, because I can build an entire, you know, company. And it's a legit company. You can look up MDMC Entertainment. We are incorporated. We are a corporation. Okay. I own all my 100 shares of my company and I'm not giving any of them away. And, you know, we sit here and we are doing amazing things. Like I rattled off a lot of things to somebody yesterday and I was left on read. It was fucking annoying. But the thing is like, I suppress a lot of things from a lot of people because people don't get it. And I wrote this in the blog, and if you don't know if y'all read the blog or not, but I had a situation where I was like, we were on the phone with somebody, and I guess this person really didn't know what was happening. Cause again, later on this month, I am gone for a good while, and I'm really excited to be gone because I'm going to attempt to unplug for a little bit because I have been on the go for 3 years straight. And I know everyone's be like, well, you travel here, you're always in New York. I don't unplug when I go to those places, especially in New York. I don't sleep in New York for some reason. I get there and I go probably go to bed at 4 and I wake up at 9. And I'm like, let's go. I think New York just hypes me up internally in general. So I just don't get it. I don't get rest, but I do sleep on that plane ride all the way home, let me tell you. But I'm actually finally unplugging. But anyway, back to my story. I had a conversation with somebody. They didn't really know that I did this full time, that I was working from home. Someone said, well, you know, you must have a lot of, you know, PO saved up to do that for so long. And I'm like, no, I am my own boss. I signed off on my vacation. and we went on to explain what we're doing. Like, well, for the past 3 years, we've done this. And, you know, we do this, 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 and this. This is who we offer. This is what we do. And it was met with silence. And I actually called my mom the following day and I said, you will not believe the phone conversation I had yesterday. And she was livid. And I think the reason is, and I haven't mentioned this in the blog, my mom, it took her a minute to realize, because she was like, how do you get paid? I'm like, I invoice people. For what? Like, this is what I do. And so I think when she was here, she stayed with me for about like 2 months. And so she saw my day to day and she heard my conversations with clients. She knew I had meetings. She understood at that point when she saw it in person, she's like, oh, damn, you are working. Damn, you are busy. Why are you still on your computer at 8 o'clock at night? I'm like, mom, I don't stop. Like, this is my life. She's like, this is worse than a 9-to-5. You're working all the time. I said, no, it's not, because this is my life. This is my company. This right here is my livelihood. This entire thing is what I work for. It is mine and it is mine alone. And I kill myself to live the life that my vision board shows me. And some people will never get it. And they won't. And it's because of that antiquated thinking of you must work in a building, start time from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That's how you get your paycheck. No. I get on a plane, I pay for a Wi-Fi pass, or if I'm lucky, JetBlue, and I work there all my whole ride to the airport, wherever I'm going. And then when I get to the airport, if I have a connecting flight, pop open my laptop, continue working. Get back on the plane, open my laptop, continue working. Get to the hotel late at night, eat, open my laptop, working till midnight. I love that life. The fact that I can take this machine with me anywhere in the world and still make my money, you can't beat that. And another reason why some people will not support you is because some people are flat out haters. People are haters. It's like, it's ridiculous. I remember, and I've had several people, and I actually confirmed this with Alex. I said, hey, have you been getting like weird messages from people since we did the Times Square ad? And he's like, yeah. And I said, is it disbelief? And he said, yep. They don't understand how we did that. I was like, and I get hater messages from people. And then I have people talking about me to other people and it comes back to me. And I'm just like, wow. All right. I didn't know you thought like that. Just the other day, I hit up somebody. Someone was asking for help about some of the services that I offer. And I'm like, you know, I could definitely do that for you. You know, we're literally down the road. I have clients all over the US. I rattled off what I did. This person read it and moved on. Okay. I tagged my company name and I says, we're in San Diego, but we're still close. And I said, you know, I just wrapped up a 3-year stint with a company similar to yours. And this is another person who has gone off to be an entrepreneur as well. That started from nothing and created their own business as well. So I was actually thinking there would be a kumbiotic experience between this. I'm like, okay, this person knows exactly what this is about. Because this is this person's second attempt to a business. Let's hope it works. But, you know, I said, look, you know, I'm actually looking for a client to fit this space because I, you know, just wrapped up something with this. And I said, we did some incredible work for them and increased their revenue. We also work in the following industries, travel, leisure. That's interesting. My Loom just started working. That's weird. Travel, leisure, restaurants, beauty, technology, fashion, and accessories, media companies, and of course, entertainment. I actually pointed it out, and I actually made a post of this on social media as well. And I believe there are 10 industries altogether. And I rattled them all off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So I only listed 7, but there are 10 industries that we are working in currently. And have, I think right now our client numbers are, I believe we're at 15 clients right now. Yeah, 15 clients right now. MDMC has 15 clients right now. We had 3 when we started this podcast. 3. Now we're at 15. And so this is why this podcast has been so dismissed, because again, we don't worry about our marketing, we worry about everyone else's. But at this point now that I have the help, we're going to focus better on that. So I rattled this all off. I was left on red. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you can at least say, as a business owner, and I get inquiries all the time, thank you so much for sending me this over. Let me take a look. Let me get back to you. Something educated, something that says and acknowledges that you wrote this entire thing. This person left me on red. I'm like, come on. Like, you and I were equals at one point working for somebody else. We've both aspired to do other things. And I've done this successfully for 3 years. You just started. Okay. How dare you? The fuck, man. I don't understand people. And, you know, and there's another instance I had just recently. I just went on a trip. I won't say where I was because I don't want people connecting the dots. But there is someone who at one point I really wanted to work with, and they refused. They kept me at arm's length. They're like, nope. Even though someone else brought me in close to the situation, and they're like, nope. And ever since then, it's been weird. And and this is someone, again, my generosity has hurt me in so many ways because the way it's reciprocated back to me is complete trash. And anytime that anyone treats me like trash, I'm like, you know what? I'll let karma deal with it because I did what I could to help you. And if you're not going to even be nice to me or reciprocate the help, you can fuck off. And so, very similar situation. I ran into a person who I really legit thought we would work well together. And this person was very competitive and very wanted a whole piece of a pie to himself. And I was like, whatever, I don't care. And it's to the point, it's funny to see people's reactions when you walk into a room. And I was in a room full of haters. Like, I saw a bunch of people from my past. I was like, oh my God. I remember, you still hate me. But, you know, I was walking around with my merch and my hoodie, and I'm just like, you know, I built this. Like, this is legit. This is, like, concrete. This is me. And I can see you hating. But anyway, back to this specific person. They saw me on one of the first days I was there, saw me, and then turned and ignored me the whole entire time. I was like, all right, whatever. Come to the last day that I was at this specific city, they came over. Hi, how are you? Oh my God, you're doing so good. You know when that shit is fake? You know that shit is fake, man. Get the fuck out of here. No. Mm-mm. And I'll be cordial, and I'll be polite, and I'll say, hello, how are you? How's everything going? I'll make conversation with you, but I won't trust you. Hell no. I know which cards to play when I'm in public. And which cards to say when I'm in private, you know? And it's just one of those things that, you know, people are just haters. People sit there and watch you, you know? And I made this point in the blog. I said, you know, we have so many impressions. Like, when I go and post stuff, whether it's on Facebook or Instagram, and I post, like, specific news type of things, newsworthy type things, whatever, we get a lot of eyeballs, but we do not get likes. And the reason being is people are haters. And people will sit there and watch you and just hope you fail. And I tell people all the time, it's like, it's jealousy and it's people that want to see you fail. And the problem is they're sitting here and they're like, there are some people that have set traps for you and they're seeing you flourish. And they're like, how the hell did that happen? Like, they're confused. So I tell anyone who, and it's kind of funny because I was doing a show somewhere. Where was I? Someone had said, hey, you know, my wife follows your account. And I said, oh, okay. And he said, you know, she wants to be like you. She wants to be her own boss, her own entrepreneur, you know, all this, you know. You have any advice? And I was like, hell yeah. And I gave him my spiel and I said, you tell her that now. And you never know who you're inspiring. And, you know, and I tell people all the time, I'm like, look, you can't base people off social media numbers. Because if I actually showed you my analytics, you'll be like, why are there not likes on this? And it's because people want to see me fail. At the end of the day, I don't give a fuck. I've stopped caring. I've stopped trying to tell people I do this, I do that. Accept me, acknowledge me, like Roman Reigns. Acknowledge me. I don't care anymore. I don't, because, you know, I look at that vision board. I'm like, I'm doing everything I want on that vision board and no one's stopping me. No one can stop me. And you just have to put your best foot forward and say, you know, fuck the rest. I'm going to do me. And I have been proving people wrong since day one. And I will continue to do that until I breathe my last breath. I tell everyone who gets into this, do it for the right reasons. Do it for you. Do it to get away from a 9-to-5 enslavement. Do this for your soul. Feed your soul for what you want it to do. and what is going to put you at peace. Because at the end of the day, it is your life and life is short. And I am tired. I am tired of having to explain myself because I shouldn't have to at this point. I've been 3 years in and I should not have to explain what I do for a living. I'm a goddamn CEO. I'm an owner of a company. You may kiss my ass. And that's where I'll leave it. I have a phone call to get back to. Thank you for joining me on this impromptu. I was actually going to do this on Thursday, but I just felt the need to speak and to really start getting this ball rolling again onto at least we're going to start, you know, bi-monthly episodes of this and then hopefully get back on a weekly schedule. But let's see how it goes. Thank you so much for joining me. If you want to read my entire rant of this, you can go to mdmcentertainment.com/blog and you can read that. And I also put this link in the description below. So if you want to watch or read that, you can. Until next time, thank you so much for joining me and I'll see you soon. Bye.